Hello, lovely people. It's me, Virginia, and joining you with the Fashion Photography Podcast. And since it's photography connected, today I wanted to talk to you about all the online magazines charging you money in order to publish your editorials. Recently, I had a lovely photo shoot with a gorgeous stylist from Cosmo magazine, Stanimira Stefanova, along with a lovely professional makeup artist called Vili Chanova. We were shooting outside and we decided that we wanted to publish this photo shoot somewhere. And that's why I approached the magazines. I was so amazed when I received the message. The magazine was telling me that I have to pay for my publication. I couldn't really believe what was happening to me. So I made my research and that's why I wanted to talk to you today, guys. The main question that popped up in my head was, since why do I have to pay instead of being paid? And like I said, I did my research and I found out that there are several magazines that you actually have to pay in order to be published. I have to be completely honest with you, in one of the magazines, they were explaining why exactly do you have to pay like $3 or $5 simply because someone is given from their time in order to see what's suitable for the magazine. What surprised me the most was that most of the magazines, they're not actually telling you that you have to pay some sort of fee before the actual submission. So if they're telling you yes, it's usually, yeah, but you have to pay for this. It's like some sort of a very big dark secret that only some of us might know. Yes, that's why I thought it's a really great topic for discussion. So I just want to let you know that there is already a post in our Facebook page, the Fashion Photography Podcast, about paying to magazines in order to be in them. And I would love to know that you're part of that discussion. It turned out it's some sort of a tendency to pay fee to magazines in order to be published. They call this fee in different ways, a fee for the graphic designer, a fee for some sponsored Facebook posts, and things like that. And sometimes there is no reason for the fee. You just have to pay it without explanation. And for me, this is a bit tricky because if you're a new photographer, you might actually think that this is normal. But let me tell you the truth, it's simply not normal. I spent some time on researching these magazines and what I saw was that the graphic design connected to your photos is not really there. Most of the time the magazines are using, in fact, setup themes and it makes it easier for them, but it doesn't really require some kind of a special design. The person responsible for the website, in fact, is just uploading the photos. You don't really need a diploma for this. What I can also tell you is that they'll make some sponsored Facebook posts connected to your work. And the truth is, they did make these kind of posts in the beginning of the life of the magazine. The only little detail you don't know is that they don't do it anymore. Or at least if they do it, it's really, really limited. In the beginning, they needed to gain enough followers in order to take more consistent submissions. So once they have their followers and you're submitting your editorials to them, they're not really interested in paying for a lot of sponsored posts because it might work for you great, but for them, these are easy money. So your money are kind of wasted. Dear publishers, it just takes a little bit of research, but if you want to work something or earn something, you should at least try to be good at it. So guys, just make your research. There are tons of ways of advertising, and you can win a lot more from them than just $5 for a submission from an artist who have probably gave a lot more for this photo shoot you're using to fill up some content on your website. I may sound a little bit mad, but the truth is I'm not, because I've made my choice. The only problem is that if we continue in this direction, I don't think there is a way back. I work as a photographer. I'm getting paid because of this. I'm not willing to pay someone to publish my photos because I know how good they are and that I deserve the money for them. For me, this is not some sort of a hobby, and if you want it to be the same for you, then you should know that you have to be paid in order to make it your profession. I guess you know, guys, that I'm not your mother and I'm not really allowed to tell you what to do. And to be completely honest, I don't want to tell you what to do because your career is your decision. I can only help if you want me to, but I'm not going to push you against your will. The only thing that I can do right now is to share my point of view. I'm not paying to the paper magazines, and they have much more costs for the publication compared to the online magazines, and they don't want money from me, they're paying me, because I'm the one filling their pages with some quality content. Me and you, we're the one filling with content the magazines. If we're not commissioned for this, at least we deserve to be honored and not to be asked to pay for our work. This is a very long topic, and I would love to know your opinion, so I'll really be waiting for you to write down your opinion on our discussion on Facebook. Again, our group is called after the show, so it's the Fashion Photography Podcast. Can't wait to see your thoughts. Thank you for being with me, and have a nice weekend.